الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, as we are well aware, we are in that stage of the Islamic calendar which is referred to as the Ayyam al-Hajj. From the first of Shawwal begins that period of the year wherein the fifth pillar of Islam, that pillar of Islam by which Deen-e-Islam was completed, reached its culmination with the revelation of the verse of the Qur'an which occurred during the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly and equivocally announced that the Deen-e-Islam is now complete. Allah's ni'mat, Allah's favor upon this ummah has reached perfection, culmination. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And from this day onwards, no other way of life will be acceptable in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala besides the way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is further attested to in the Quran, where Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. That whoever will choose a way of life away from Islam, by Islam is not just meant a term. What is Islam? جَمِيعُ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ الرَّسُولُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Islam is the 24-hour practical day way of life of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, whoever will choose a way of life besides this, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ, it will never be accepted from him. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, and in the hereafter, he will be amongst the losers. We find that this fifth pillar of Islam, Hajj, enjoys such prominence, such importance. If you look at the other pillars of Islam, Salah, Sawm, fasting, Zakat, there is no surah in the Quran that is named Surah Salah or Surah Sawm or Surah Zakat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named one surah in the Quran, Surah Al-Hajj. An entire surah of the Quran is devoted towards this pillar of Islam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala issued this invitation, this call for Hajj to humanity, we find here also the mode that is adopted is exclusive. This is why ulama say Hajj ek munfarid amal hai. Hajj is a unique amal. When Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had completed the reconstruction of Baytullah, Allah commanded him, وَأَذِّن فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. O Ibrahim, issue the invitation for Hajj. His response, وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي. Ya Allah, I'm one person surrounded by black arid mountains. There's no people here. If I'm going to call for Hajj, who is going to listen? How is my voice going to reach? Allah said, أَذِّن وَعَلَيَّ الْبَلَاغُ. O Ibrahim, you deliver the invitation. Conveying that invitation is my responsibility. So he climbs onto the mountain of Abu Qubais. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إن الله تعالى قد أمركم بحج هذا البيت. O people, Allah has commanded you with Hajj of Baytullah. Why? Why is Allah calling you? Does Allah in any way benefit from the financial difficulty that you incur, from the rigors of this journey? Allah is issuing this invitation, لِيُثِيبَكُمْ بِهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَيُجِيرَكُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ. Because through this Hajj, Allah wants to give you Jannat. And Allah wants to save you from Jahannam. Ibrahim alayhi salam had told Allah, وَمَا يَبْلُغُ صَوْتِي. How will my voice reach? Allah made it such that every living person on the surface of the earth at that time heard the call of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Every child developing in the womb of the women of that time heard the call. And in Alam-e-Arwah, the land of the souls, every person to be born till Qiyamah heard the call, the invitation of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And according to tawfiq, selection, choice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the response to this call varied. Some recited, some remained silent. Some recited the labbaik once. Some recited it several times. According to the number of times the labbaik was recited, Allah took upon himself that when that particular soul will be born in the world, that number of times Allah will take this person for Hajj. From this, a great lesson is learned that this Hajj and Umrah, this going to Baytullah, this is not dependent on anyone's financial capability. It's not dependent on one's intelligence. It is not dependent on accreditation from any organization. Many of us have the desire, have the talab, have the shauk, because of certain machinations and going-ons that are occurring behind the scenes, we feel that we have been unjustly oppressed. And then we start firing the arrows. This organization is to blame. That personality is to blame. This one, that one. Whatever goes on behind the scenes that is between them and Allah, but the inescapable fact of the matter, my respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, the acceptance of going for that journey occurs by Allah and Allah alone. If you want accreditation, if you want to be accepted, we have the musalla. We have the early hours of the dawn. We have that door which Allah Himself proclaims, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي قَرَى عَلَىٰ بَابِي فَلَنْ أَفْتَحْلَىٰ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي دَعَانِي فَلَنْ أُلَبِّهِ. Allah says, Allah challenges you, who knocked at my door and I didn't open the door for him? Who called out to me and I didn't respond? It's not your wealth. It's not your financial means. There are many wealthier than you that have been deprived of Baytullah. There are those individuals we meet or we met that are living in the precincts of the haram. Years have passed, have not made one salah in the haram also. It is only Allah's acceptance. This is why Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. The Haji and the one who goes for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. يُعْطِيهِمْ مَا سَأَلُوا وَيَسْتَجِيبُ لَهُمْ مَا دَعَوْا وَيُنْفِقُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا وَيُخْلِفُ عَلَيْهِمْ مَا أَنْفَقُوا. The Haji and the one who goes for Umrah, this is Allah's delegation. The hadith is lengthy, I'm not going to explain the whole hadith, the last part. When Allah has called you, Allah has taken upon Himself your financial expenses. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, every cent, every penny, every dinar, every dirham that is spent in going to Baytullah, Allah takes upon Himself, He will pay you back. And He will not pay you back according to your shan. Allah will pay you back according to His shan. Dirham, alf, alf dirham. For every dirham you spend, for every rand you spend, Allah will give you 1 million rand in return. If not in this dunya, then definitely in akhirat. The point we have to understand, my respected brothers, that jazbah, that zeal, that tamanna, that desire has to be in the heart of every Muslim.
to keep going to Baytullah. Don't worry about financial considerations. Don't worry about intizam. The only criteria is the acceptance of Allah. Knock the door of Allah's acceptance. If you look amongst the Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullah alayhim ajma'in, how much of shauq, how much of jazba, how much of zeal they had. The famous hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to her, Aisha, the jihad of the women of this ummah is to go for hajj. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam equated this with jihad. Coming back to the verse of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says to Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Deliver the invitation for hajj. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ظَامِرِي يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. They will come to you walking. Quran mentions walking first. Why the walking hajj is afdal, is more virtuous. How much more virtuous? Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, amongst Sahaba Ikram, amongst his contemporaries, he is known as Tarjumanul Quran. He is known as Bahrul Ulum, as an ocean of knowledge. When the time of his death draws near, he gathers his family members and he addresses them. Man hajja min makkata mashiyan hatta yarji ila makka kutiba lahu bi kulli khatwatin 1,700 hasana min hasanati al-haram. He says a person who goes walking for hajj from Makkah till he returns back to Makkah, for every step Allah will give him 700 reward of the reward of the haram. So they asked, وَمَا حَسَنَاتُ الْحَرَمُ. What is the reward of the haram? He said, every deed multiplied 100,000 times. So walking hajj, for every step, 70 million reward. Every salah in Masjid al-Haram is equivalent to 100,000 salah. Calculate this. 5 salah a day. It will take you 55 years, 6 months and 20 days in Masjid al-Hilal to make 100,000 salah. One salah in Masjid al-Haram is equivalent to that. 5 salah a day multiplied by 100,000. How long will it take you in your local masjid? 277 years, 7 months and 10 days. And yet the tragedy, the travesty that is facing this ummah today. Last Jummah, when I spoke, we mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he prophesied the crux of the hadith. Question of Jummah is too, it's impossible to go into detail. But the crux of the hadith is the warning that was given 14 centuries ago. Is that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the shakal, the outward form of deen will be there. The ruh, the jaan, the essence, the haqiqat will have come out. When it came to salah, what did he say? He said, Ya'ti ala nasi zamanun yusalluna wala yusallun. He said, a time will come upon my ummah, they will be making salah, up, down, kiss the ground, turn around, walk and walk. Outwardly they will be making salah, yusalloon, wala yusalloon, but in Allah's darbar this will not be salah. Salah was that agency that was given to the ummah. Sahabi has a barren ground, 2 rakat salah, then dua, till he doesn't hear the ground splitting open and water shooting out, he doesn't drop his hands. Today there is fear, there is khawf. We are not safe in our homes. We are not safe anywhere. Yet what is the ta'alluq of this ummah with the masjid? Sahaba say with the wind, if Medina, the wind started blowing fast, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the masjid. إِذَا حَزَبَهُ أَمْرٌ فَزِعَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ. Such was the salah of this ummah at that time, that they understood that this is a direct link with Allah. When it comes to zakat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what will happen? He said, my ummah will consider zakat to be a tax. It will be a burden. In other words, outwardly the amal will take place. The haqiqat, the reality of it will no longer be there. And when the haqiqat and reality is not there, then my respected brothers, the promise of Allah that is attached to that amal also will not be there. We were told, pay zakat, your wealth will be purified, your wealth will be protected. Today the wealth of the ummah is not protected. Why? The reality of zakat is not there. The reality of salah is not there. When it comes to hajj, he said, Yati ala nasi zamanun tahujju aghniya ummati littanazzuh wa usatuhum littijara wa qurra'uhum lirriya'i wa sum'a wa fuqara'uhum lilmas'ala. Hajj and Umrah will take place. Millions are going. Millions are going. But what did Rasulullah say? For the rich people, it will be a holiday. Instead of going to Paris or Europe, I took my family and went for Umrah in December. I went for Hajj. Holiday. The rich people, it will be a holiday. Middle classes, business. How many of our women folk? The jewelry sets are already ready. I'm going to go to the jewel shops in Makkah and Medina and change my jewelry, update it. Shopping expeditions arranged while in Hajj and Umrah. So that Zohar time, the Haji of South Africa is sleeping in his room. Asr time, a bus is already ready at the hotel to take them for some shopping expedition. Then before the plane can land in Johannesburg or Durban already, we are shivering. What is the reaction of the custom official going to be? Why the bags are brimming with what? What are we going there and buying? Where is our time being spent? 55 years, 6 months and 20 days is the value of one salah that is spent in that shopping center. The concern for the custom official, what have we bought? Things, instruments which will assist our children to break the command of Allah from Baytullah. This is why Hazrat Maulana Ihsan Sahib Daun Barakatu, he used to say that why don't you realize the things that you are purchasing from there are not made in Makkah and Medina, they are made elsewhere. They are exported there. Made by people whose every day is in sharab, every night is in zina. You are buying them because you say barakat. Barakat. He said, if you want the barakat, bring the sand of Makkah and Medina. This is not an ordinary journey. When Allah made salah farz, Allah said, aqimu salah. Salah became farz. Zakat farz, atu zakah. Zakat is farz. Fasting, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting is farz. When it came to hajj, even those who don't understand Arabic will understand, perceive the difference. Look at the mode of expression of Quran. Walillah ala an-nas hajjul bayt man istata'a ilayhi sabila wa man kafara fa inna allaha ghaniyyun 'anil 'alamin. For salah aqimus salah, zakat atu zakat, fasting kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah doesn't bring his name, but when it comes to hajj, walillah Allah brings his name. What does this walillah mean? Ulama explain it beautifully. They say, if you see someone going for hajj, ask him, by where are you going? He says, I am going to make hajj. That answer, that response is incorrect. Walillah, I am going to meet my Allah. I'm going to Baytullah. I'm going to make mulaqat with Allah. I'm going to his darbar. Darbar-e-khas. That is why it is mentioned the Hajar al-Aswad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-Hajar al-Aswad yaminullahi fil ard yusafihu biha ibadahu kama yusafihu ahadukum akhahu." He said the Hajar al-Aswad is the right hand of Allah. The right hand of Allah on this earth. This is not literal. This is for our understanding. But what is the meaning? The figurative meaning. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, like how you shake your friend's hand, Allah shakes your hand through the Hajar al-Aswad. Like when you go to the court of a king, you kiss his hand. What are you doing? You are renewing your allegiance to that king. Ulama say, in Alame Arwah, every soul was asked, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Rabb? All said, Bala, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. It is said that oath was recorded in a piece of paper and it was put into the Hajar al-Aswad. So that when istilam of Hajar Aswad takes place, you are renewing your ahad with Allah. Those who are fortunate to actually kiss the Hajar Aswad, ulama say that is the one spot of this earth that we can say with conviction, the Mubarak lips of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam touch that spot. So if you have the opportunity of kissing it, you are placing your lips on the same spot. Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, be very careful. He used to say, the Hajar Aswad will seal your heart on the jazbah and the zeal with which you make istilam of Hajar Aswad. And you are saying, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. When that gaze is falling on the Hajar Aswad, what is in the heart? What is behind this journey? This is not a physical journey. If there is jazbah of dunya, Allah protect us, it will seal your heart on dunya. What is the jazbah supposed to be? Coming back to the point we were making, my respected brothers, the shakal, the outward form of the amal is taking place. What is the haqiqat? What is the reality? What was the hajj of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This, unfortunately, this concern, this consideration no longer exists in this ummah. So that a person goes for Hajj, he comes back. Goes for Umrah, he comes back. The days of Hajj pass upon the entire ummah. And very few of us, illa mashallah, identify with what was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during these days of Hajj. His Hajj was not Hajjatul Wada only. When Nubuwat started, Hajj started. Tent to tent, person to person in Mina. 13 years of Nubuwat in Makkah Mukarramah. Every year, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Hajj. During these days, he was in Mina. One youngster says, I stood on the mountain of Abu Qubais and I looked down at Mina. And I saw this person, tent to tent, person to person, may yu'wini, may yansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who is there that will help me? For what? What was his hajj? Hatta uballigha risalata rabbi, so that I can make tabligh of this deen. Dawat and tabligh. Hajj and the amal of Dawud and Tabligh are inseparable. Yet today the Haji goes for Hajj. The jazbah of Tabligh doesn't come in him. The identification of the Khatm and Nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah ﷺ doesn't come in him. We stand on those Mubarak places. What are we bringing back? Stand at the graves of Uhud. Allah's Rasul ﷺ, when he returned from one journey, he pointed to that mountain of Madina Munawara and he said, Hada Jabalun Yuhibbuna wa Nuhibbuhu. This is the mountain that loves us and we love it. At the foot of that mountain, buried those Sahaba Ikram. We know the incident of Hamza, Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That youngster who was so wealthy, one dress would be 200 dinars. Such perfume that when he walked past that street, those who came later would identify with the lingering scent that Mus'ab bin Umayr has passed the street. Yet when he accepted Islam, what was his situation? Lost everything to such an extent that once Mus'ab walks in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Madinah Munawwara. Clothes tattered and torn. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam recounts to Sahaba, this is that same personality, 200 dinars at a time one set of clothing were. Today this is his condition. Tears enter the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remembering the qurbani and sacrifice that this youngster had given for deen. And then he says to Sahaba, oh my Sahaba, a time will come when the wealth of this world will be pouring upon you. Will you be better at that time or will you be better today? What was the response? They said, we will be better at that time. Why? We will be free to make Allah's ibadat. We won't have to worry where our next meal is going to come from. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, no, my Sahaba, you are better off today than that time. This was that personality. When it came to sending someone to teach the people of Medina deen, 12 people came in the 12th year of Nubuwat in Mina. They took the oath. On the 11th year, it was 6 people. Sa'd bin Rabi', Ubadah bin Samit, Abdullah bin Rawaha, As'ad bin Zurara, Abdullah Haritha bin Nu'man. 6 people in the 11th year, 12 people in the 12th year. They made a request, give us someone to teach us deen. Who was chosen? Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu. He was known in Medina as Muqri', the one who taught us deen. 500 families of Medina accepted Islam on the hands of Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Yet, when the time came for him to leave this world, in Uhud, the flag of Islam is in his hand. One hand is cut off, he transfers it to the other hand. The other hand is cut off. With a broken stump of his arms, he's holding the flag. Until finally, someone comes with the arrow and pierces it through his chest. He falls down, having given his life in the way of Allah. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he passes the remains of Mus'ab bin Umayr, he recites the verse of the Quran, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. Amongst the believers are men, they have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Some have fulfilled their promise, some are waiting. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. The same Mus'ab bin Umayr, 200 dinars, one set of clothing. There wasn't sufficient cloth to cover his body. When the head was covered, the feet would be exposed. When the feet was covered, the head would be exposed. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam instructed them, cover his head and use iskir leaves to cover his feet. The haji of today will stand in front of the qubur of Shuhada'i Uhud. What is the jazba that is entering the heart? What is the recognition? Dastan, legacy of Qurbani that the companions of Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave. When he came to Hajjatul Wada, time is very limited. When he came to Hajjatul Wada, what was the message that was given to this ummah in Mina? What was the legacy? Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam delivered his khutbah. At the end of it, Hal ballaght? Have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? Have I fulfilled the haqq of tabligh? That same message, 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, that reverberated every year in Mina. May yuwini, may ansuruni, hatta uballigha risalata rabbi. Who is there that will shelter me? Who will help me to convey this deen to humanity? To make them understand who is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today his zaat, his personality is being maligned. It is being ridiculed. This ummah is unable to even defend the honor of its Nabi. We want to march. We want to engage in mindless acts. But how many of us have opened the collar and looked within our hearts? That how much reverence have I shown for that Nabi? In my dressing, in my home, in my business, in my daily conduct. Am I an example of the Yahud and the Nasara and what the values that they stand for? Or am I an example of the values of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Deed is not lip service. Cry tears of blood when you go in gush to the homes of Muslims. Walk in the sitting room, that shaitan box is there. Above it is a plaque. Farewell sermon of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Above that shaitan box where zina is taking place. Has this ummah identified with the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? He delivers his khutbah at the end. Hal ballaght? Did I fulfill the haqq of tabligh? Sahaba with one voice, they attest to this. Then he gives the message, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ O my ummat, after this year I will be no more. لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي وَلَا أُمَّةَ بَعْدَ أُمَّتِي There is no Nabi to come after me. There is no ummat to come after this ummat. Ulama say, the haqiqat of Mina, through Mina, through Hajj, the door to Hijrat was open. Through Mina, through the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the haqiqat of the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the responsibility of da'wat and tabligh was given to this ummat. They say if the majma of Mina of 1 year, the 2.5 million or 3 million understand this, Allah's qasam, it is sufficient for the hidayat of the entire humanity. What did Sahaba return with? 124,000 Sahaba gathered on the plains of Mina and Arafat. What did they return with? Where are their graves? What excuse do we have today? Uqba bin Nafi radiallahu anhu, born in Najd. Where is his grave? In Algeria. Abu Lubaba Ansari, Abu Zum'at al-Balawi radiallahu anhu in Tunis. Ruwaitha Ansari in Libya. Humama radiallahu anhu in Isfahan, central Iran. Bara bin Malik in Tustar. Amr bin Mahdi Karib al-Zabidi in Nihawin. Nu'man bin Muqarrin al-Muzani, Nihawin. Abdurrahman bin Samura. Abu Rafi Ghifari radiallahu anhu, Khurasan, northeastern Iran. Abu Ayyub Ansari, Istanbul. Abu Talha Ansari, Rome. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, Hims in Syria. Fazal bin Abbas, Hims in Syria. Bilal Habshi radiallahu anhu, Damascus. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Damascus. Shurahbil bin Hassana, Jordan. Abdurrahman bin Abbas, Ma'bad bin Abbas, Northern Africa. Mu'az bin Jabal, Abdurrahman bin Mu'az, the mountains of Jordan. Abdullah bin Rawaha, one of those who came in the 11th year from Medina Munawara. Him, Jafar bin Abi Talib, Zayd bin Haritha, Muta in Jordan. Like that, my respected brothers, the qubur, the graves of the majma that took deen directly from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that were there in his Hajjatul Wada, that heard the cry in his heart, that till Qiyamah no other Nabi is to come for this humanity, like ants that are going towards Jahannam. My ummat, my cry, my fikr, my concern, I am handing it over to you. That was the message of Mina. 124,000, the qasam of my Allah, Makkah and Medina put together, you will not find the graves of 10,000 Sahaba. More than 90% of that majma left their homes, left their wives, left their children, left their livelihoods, and made their qubur, their graves, throughout the entire world. A living testimony for this ummat till Qiyamah, that this is not an ummat that came to sit at home. This is not an ummat who the fire of the belly or his jazba or his desires for this world will overrule him. This is an ummat that how the 6 billion insan scattered on the surface of this earth can be saved from Jahannam, go to Jannat. How they can recognize Allah. How they can be shown the Mubarak, pure way of life of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To convey this to them is my responsibility. This is the ummat of da'wat and tabligh. Through Hajj, the door of Hijrat was open. Through Hajj, Islam spread through the four corners of the world. And each year, during the days of Hajj, the haqiqat and reality of this amal is for this ummah to be reminded of its responsibility of da'wat and tabligh. My respected brothers, Ijtima is starting tomorrow, inshallah, in Newcastle. Most of us are aware of it. Let us make that little bit qurbani. Go into that environment of the Ijtima. Invite others. And take out time from the ijtima and go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.